Nolte, Can Bad Boys, Ride or Die and the Box Office Doom Spiral? By John Nolte on June 6, 2024. All eyes will be on Bad Boys, Ride or Die this weekend. The fourth entry in a 30-year-old franchise projected to open between a lackluster $30 million and a stunning $60 million. The previous chapter, 2020's Bad Boys for Life, surprised everyone with a $206 million domestic take that contributed to $426 million worldwide. Without accounting for inflation, that topped 2003's Bad Boys 2, $139 million domestic, $234 million global, and 1995's Bad Boys, $65 million domestic, $141 million global. 4 years and one aspiring slap ago, people wanted more of Bad Boys Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. This has been a disastrous year for woke Hollywood. The domestic box office is down over 20% compared to last year and down almost 45% compared to 2019, the last year before the pandemic hit. While the sycophants in the entertainment media continue to lie to us with nonsense that blames this collapse on a lack of product, those of us who believe in science know that's not true. 2024 has enjoyed two superhero movies, Week 2 of Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom, Madame Web, and seven vital IP releases, Planet of the Apes, Mad Max, Garfield, Fall Guy, Godzilla/Kong, Ghostbusters, Kung Fu Panda 4. The problem is not a lack of product. The problem is the product. The product is unappealing, off-putting crap. Normally, a Bad Boys movie would feel like a sure thing. You know, cool guys doing cool stuff and a pretty good chance there's no gay or woke nonsense. Plus, it's Will Smith back in form. But Will Smith is no longer Will Smith. 2 years ago, his image as a cool, non-neurotic everyday masculine guy was shattered after he slapped comedian Chris Rock in front of the whole world during the Oscar telecast. Then his reprehensible wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, emasculated him to his face during a podcast where she talked about sleeping with other guys. Also not helping is that one of Smith's sons likes to wear dresses. Within a few weeks, this relatable and iconic star was revealed to be just another freaky celebrity. Still, Americans love a comeback just as much as they enjoyed that fall from grace, so let's see what happens. Bad Boys, Ride or Die holds little interest for me. Bad Boys for Life was just okay, and there's nothing in this new entry that feels urgent or new. It feels like I've already seen this movie a mere 4 years ago. Bringing Joe Pantoliano back also feels a little desperate. Nonetheless, I think millions of us miss going to the movies for an old-fashioned, non-woke, non-gay stuff good time with movie stars and all the action and laughs of Bad Boys, Ride or Die aims for. The movies used to always be like that. Boy, those were the days. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.